Hi, this is Tripp Atkinson, and thanks so much for joining us today. Companies spend a ton of money developing their branding. This includes logos and trademarks that mark their product. For example, there is no mistaking a Nike shoe because of the swoosh logo that's become synonymous with their name. In the same way, Jesus talks about an undeniable evidence or a mark that we are followers of Him. That trademark or stamp that identifies us as His followers is how we love. In John 13:35, Jesus said, "For your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." Over the past month, we've talked a lot about what love is and what love does, but how do we know if we're getting it right when it comes to the way we love? What's the standard by which we measure love? Many times people measure love by the wrong standards. So many things in our culture equate love with an emotion or a feeling. Songs, videos, advertisements, they all reinforce this idea that love is an emotion. Well, that idea is not based on truth. While emotions can certainly be a very real part of love, love is not about feelings. So our warm fuzzies does not mean that we're necessarily loving well. Love also cannot be reduced to simply what we say. There are plenty of people who say, "I love you," and they do so out of the wrong motives. I have a goal with my children every day that they hear me say to them, "I love you," multiple times. But if I only said I love you and I never gave any other evidence of that love, what would they believe? What is the best test of my love? Well, the best test of my love is what I do. Certainly, people do a lot of things out of the wrong motives, but motives become clear through what we do and how we do it. See, I firmly believe that you can do without loving, but you can't love without doing, because love is an action. See, I want my kids to know I love them, not just by what I say, but by what I do. I want this idea to be so ingrained in my daughter that she won't dare believe a guy that says, "I love you," if their actions are not loving and biblical. See, throughout Scripture, we see this idea that love is tied to action. For God so loved the world that what? That He gave. Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, then obey my commandments." There's an action that's tied to love. Jesus, after the resurrection, was talking to Peter and he asked him three times, "Peter, do you love me?" Peter said, "Of course I love you." And Jesus says, "Well, if you love me, then feed my sheep." It is clear that love is tied to action. In 1 John 3:18, it says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other, but let us show the truth by our actions." So, how can you show you love others today? I would suggest start with those closest to you, your family. Make it a goal today to let each person in your household know that you love them by what you say, tell them you love them, and by an active and tangible way, doing something for them. What can you do for each person that is an undeniable mark of your love, that leaves no doubt about the truth of your love? Today, let me encourage you, let your words and your deeds of love be an undeniable trademark to this world that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. We are so glad that you joined us today, and we look forward to you joining us again tomorrow on another Sugar Hill Church Weekday podcast.